Eldoradio Podcast.
Letzte Woche Montag, da haben Beatslang nämlich in Köln im Underground gespielt. Es war proppenvoll und James Alex von Beatslang, der Sänger, meinte hinterher auch, ja krass, das war einfach der größte Gig, den wir bisher so hatten. Auf jeden Fall der absolut krasseste Gig. Danach sind sie dann direkt mit dem Tourbus hierher und so verpennt da rausgekrochen. James Alex und der Gitarrist Ruben. Und beide waren hier bei uns bei Eldoradio im Studio. Leider nicht passend hier zur Live-Sendung diese Woche, sondern eben letzte Woche. Aber wir haben das Plaudern über dieses Konzert ziemlich schnell sein gelassen und sind zu den harten Fakten gekommen. Ich musste nämlich ganz dringend von Beatslang wissen, was das eigentlich sollte, dass sie diese EP bei uns rausgehauen haben, Broken Pills, und wir eigentlich alle Songs darauf schon kannten.
To make it easier for people in Europe to get the record, it was just like, let's just take the two EPs and put them on one record, because that format is more accepted here. So we're just like, cool, not knowing to us culturally that people were going to feel like, what are you doing, man? You just repackaged like the two records already. We thought it was this really nice move to just sort of make the record more available.
Yeah, accessibility. I don't think people could get the two EPs before that. So
yeah. So it was more that, you know, it was more just that move, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I think you made it. You raised a lot of attention already with this EP already in Europe, and then you brought out your album, Things We Do to Find People Who Feel Like Us. And when did you create this album? Because you've been touring so much, and directly like before the album came out here, you were still touring. So when did you work on this album?
That was a real dicey timeline. You know, it was like, I'm learning how to write songs while we tour, which I've never been able to do before, but it's sort of a necessity now because we're working so much. So it was sort of that, and we recorded it in like 2 weeks, and it was really, really kind of fast. Time definitely is a luxury we don't have anymore, so we've had to learn how to just sort of work on the fly. But yeah, we recorded it in like 2 weeks just in between tours with our friend Dave, and then, made it, immediately left to go on another tour. It's sort of like that, and we're working on LP2 right now. When we go home, we get home in late February, we leave in late March, we're recording LP2 in that window. So so it's just that. I mean, it's just sort of like we get to look at our calendars, basically, like we're mapped out for like a year ahead of time. So we sort of see those little moments of like, okay, here's where we need to sneak into a studio. That's what we do, yeah.
Again, about the themes on the record, because a lot of songs on the record, they are like coming of age stories. They are about growing up, being wild and free. And you are not 20 anymore, so do you think you will someday be too old for that, or feel like, no, this is not what I'm living anymore?
But I hope not, you know. My whole thing is, you know, it's like that, like Bukowski said about, live our lives so well that death will tremble to take us, you know, or like Hunter S. Thompson about skidding into the grave. You know, I mean, science is still out on this, but as far as we know, you know, we have one crack at this life thing. And I just want to make sure I'm not like puffing out my last breaths. And the question I'm sitting there is like, I wish I would have blank. I just don't want to be left with that. I want to be making out or something when I'm taking those last breaths. I don't want to be wondering I should have done this, that, or the other thing. It's like, I've never really subscribed to the idea of you need to retire from being alive at a certain age. You know, I want to like live it the whole way and have fun. And yeah, who knows, in a year I might be back here and be like, ah, oh, my knees are killing me, this thing's over, you know, and I'm writing about the benefits of an AARP card, you know what I mean? but right now I am absolutely in love with the notion of being alive, you know. And it's like It's a very foreign concept to me to think you would be anything other than that at any given time.
Beatslang bleiben also immer jung und wild. Den passenden Soundtrack dazu, den haben sie uns auch hier letzte Woche im Eldoradio Studio eingespielt. Ich habe nämlich nicht nur das Interview für euch, sondern auch zwei Akustiktracks. Der erste, der greift ganz genau auf, worüber wir gerade gesprochen haben.
Hi, this is James Alex from Beatslang and this is Too Late to Die Young.
Too Late to Die Young is definitely like the cheesiest song on the album, and you also have like these strings on there. How did you decide on that, to put also strings on that song?
Yeah, we were on tour with Cursive, and Megan played cello on that tour, and I would always hear her practicing backstage when it would just be her. And I just thought it was so haunting and beautiful. And I, you know, what other song could it have been worked so well on, you know? And I just sent her the tracks and she sent back these two separate tracks. And our engineer accidentally played both of them at the same time. We were like, these kind of sound great together. That's an important thing to me, right? Is like, I want to be able to do whatever I feel is right, regardless of like the expectation of what I'm supposed to do. You know, I think like for a lot of people on like, I guess the way you see Beach Slang, like an acoustic song with like strings would be like, what are they doing? You know, but mm-hmm. It's like, I want those freedoms, you know, I want to be able mm-hmm. I want to be able to do the thing that I did on that song. I just don't want to paint myself into a corner, you know? Yeah.
And did you, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think there are no other like guest musicians on the record. Did you think about that or do you plan on this for the next album?
You know, we had some ideas of like, oh, you know, it'd be cool if this person was on this. But like being that it was our first release, we didn't want to, you know, try and bank off of maybe like the notoriety of other people.
Yeah. Yeah. I just wanted to make sure that we were like, we need to define who Beach Slang is before we start bringing in. You know, we did bring in a couple of friends. I mean, Megan played cello and Hannah did some.
Yeah, my roommate back home, Hannah, sang some vocals on.
Oh, okay. Yeah. On which song is it?
She sang on a bunch of things. She's probably sang on like four songs because she just has a register that I could hear, but I can't sing. You know, even in my best falsetto voice, I couldn't get it. So, yeah, Hannah came in and just knocked
definitely
it out.
Bad art.
Bad art. She sang on Too Late to Die Young.
Too Late, yeah.
But, you know, but we'll see. I mean, there's some gang vocal sections right now that, like, you know, we could limit it to just the band or, like, just bring, like, a whole gang of friends in and just have a good time and make it a party, you know?
Okay. Yeah. So, gang vocals, is there anything else that we can already say about the new songs? Another direction? Something that you want to force?
I'm so excited about this.
yeah. We started working last night in soundcheck on like the first one that I took from like, okay, guys, here's the demo. Let's make it loud. Let's do it. And it sounded pretty great. I mean, we were pretty thrilled. I mean, I have the title already. We're really in great shape. You know, it'll sound like a Beach Slang record, but I think it's going to push in more sort of like, sort of new wave and sort of Britpop and sort of that shoegaze sort of stuff that I sort of flirt with a whole lot. But I think this will have a little bit more of that. But yeah, it'll sound like a Beach Slang record. But we've started making it now yesterday. And that was really, really fun and exciting. We sort of just wanted to stay up all night after the show doing that. Yeah.
So maybe on the next shows, we should be at the sound check.
Yeah.
to get a glimpse on that.
Giving away all the secrets.
Da habe ich also Beach Slang doch noch ein paar Infos über die kommende Platte entlockt. Sie sind schon dran und während der Shows quasi beim Soundcheck, da spielen Beach Slang dann auch ab und an tatsächlich wohl schon ganz, ganz neue Tracks, die dann erst auf das Album kommen, das nämlich, wenn sie jetzt zurück sind, produziert wird und eingespielt wird. Das wird jetzt auch eine super fixe Produktion. Mal gucken, was dabei rumkommt. Aber natürlich nicht nur Gequatsche, sondern ich habe auch noch einen Track, einen akustischen für euch, den sie hier bei Eldoradio eingespielt haben. Und dann gehen wir nochmal einen Schritt zurück. Ich habe nämlich mit Beach Slang auch noch drüber gesprochen, wie sie eigentlich zusammengekommen sind und wie sie eigentlich so angefangen haben.
Hey, this is James Alex from Beach Slang and this is called Ride the Wild Haze.
Da fällt einem doch glatt die Kinnlade runter, oder? Richtig schön, Beach Slang hat James Alex hier Ride the Wild Haze tatsächlich letzte Woche im Studio eingespielt. Und es war auch ganz witzig, die Jungs kamen nämlich irgendwie so ein bisschen verballert hier rein und waren irgendwie so ein bisschen zu früh dran. Und ich stand hier noch so und meinte, ja, spiel mal, ich pegel mal ein. Und da fängt er an zu spielen und du hörst das, kriegst so schwitzige Hände und guckst an und denkst so, ah ja, ich wollte ja hier einpegeln, wollte ich ja. Und dann sagt er zu mir, Ja, denn ich meinte zu ihm, ja, das klingt ja irgendwie fast wie auf Platte. Ich war nämlich tatsächlich überrascht, dass diese Stimme gar nicht so viel Filter und Hall und sonst was braucht, sondern dass er tatsächlich auch akustisch richtig geil klingt. Und er guckt mich an und meint einfach nur, ach so, ja, ich wusste gar nicht, dass du irgendwelche Songs kennst von uns. Ja, danke, aber macht ja nichts. Wir haben uns kennengelernt im Laufe des Interviews. Ich war nämlich dann auch so frei und habe die Jungs mal gefragt, wie es denn bei ihnen eigentlich so angefangen hat mit der Musik. Und James Alex hat erzählt, dass er tatsächlich so eins von den kleinen Nerd-Kids in der Schule war, die da irgendwie, naja, nicht so richtig irgendwie hingehörten und nie hat sie so richtig was gepackt und die Schule hat ihn nicht so richtig interessiert. Seine erste Band war dann auch schnell gefunden und hat dann direkt so Pop-Punk gemacht, aber eigentlich vor allem nicht wegen des Sounds, sondern wegen dem, was dahinter steckt.
It was almost the ideology of it all that helped me more than the music, you know? So I've embraced that scene, you know, my whole life. I'm still here, you know, still in it. So I just kind of would keep coming back to this. I went to art school. I was making my like living as like a designer and doing all that, which I love. But again, still, it wasn't the thing, you know. So then, I don't know, when Beachline got together, it just finally felt like the right combination of people to maybe give this thing a real go, you know.
How did you guys meet?
Yeah. I was working with Ed, who plays bass, and he knew me, or he knew that I was a musician because at the time I had been touring. I was basically just working as a touring musician. People would hire me to fill in for people who couldn't make it on certain tours.
Oh, cool.
And so he had asked me about, I mean, we were just talking about the curse of tour, and he was just like, I don't know if we can do it. Our guitar player can't do it. Basically, I think we just met up one day. They sent me the songs, and I learned them in like a day or two, and we met up and sort of just fell together.
And what was the coolest band that you were on tour with before Beach Slang?
Ooh, before Beach Slang?
Mm-hmm.
Because I was going to say this band.
No, you cannot say Beach Slang. that would be too easy.
That's a tough question. There was a band from Florida called Centuries that I really liked. I always was a big fan of their music before. And they're actually, we were on a German label for a while, Green Hell or This Charming Man.
Yeah.
And I think that they were the dudes who I just liked personally the most. It's the most rewarding experience I've ever had. I mean, I hate being home, honestly. I mean, besides my girlfriend, I mean, there's really no other reason. If it was up to me, I would put all my things in a storage unit and just live out on the road.
Okay. And what about you? I think you played in Weston before you came to Beach Slang. So was it directly that you stopped playing in Weston and then came to Beach Slang? Or how was that?
No, I stopped playing there. And then I did a couple of things that were more just sort of recording projects. So I was always like developing the thing I love the most about it. And that's like being a songwriter. You know, I never stopped doing that, albeit publicly, I sort of like backed off. So did a couple of things like that. Went back to art school, kind of did things like that. And then, I don't know, this one just felt like right enough to me that I would be like, okay, I'm going to completely throw myself into something again. It's not going to just be a recording project. It's not going to just be this sort of secret. It's going to be like, let's kind of go and see what we can make this thing, you know? And I'm glad I made that decision, you know? Yeah. Cause it's been a pretty groovy 2 years so far, you know? Yeah.
And as Weston was like more a post-hardcore band, was there anything yet that you learned there or that you could bring up to Beach Slang again or where you think, I know, like this song is kind of inspired by Weston or anything?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, in that band, you know, Dave and I were real, you know, gigantic like Replacements fans. I think you can hear it in a lot of the guitar lines on those Weston records. That's certainly carried over. You know, that sort of attention to, like, you know, melody and hook, you know, which Weston, I, you know, at least in that sort of adolescent way we were then, we sort of had a thing for that, or at least we cared about that part of things. Mm-hmm. I think that carries over to my songwriting now. You know, it's like, really, I feel like all I really do is write kind of loud pop songs. You know what I mean? And that definitely stems really directly from my time in Weston, you know?
Beach Slang, bei Eldoradio, klingen also angeblich die ganze Zeit wie die Replacements. Das könnt ihr gleich nachverfolgen. Ich spiele euch gleich mal Replacements und dann könnt ihr überlegen, wie ihr das so findet. Und dann, naja, sagen wir ab morgen oder übermorgen steht das Interview dann auch auf eldoradio.de. Könnt ihr dann komplett nachhören. Teile daraus könnt ihr auch lesen auf getaddicted.org. Und wenn ihr wissen wollt, wie geil eigentlich das Konzert in Münster war, dann würde ich euch empfehlen, mal auf bierschinken.de zu klicken. Da gibt es nämlich mal wieder ein spaßiges Review mit vielen Fotos.
Radio zum Mitnehmen. Den Eldoradio-Podcast findest du im Netz unter eldoradio.de.